Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're on a mission, really, to simplify web metrics. If you're just tired of those confusing dashboards or spending hours trying to figure out GDPR compliance or, you know, watching your own website slow down because of all these trackers,
which it does,
then this deep dive is definitely for you. We're looking at Plausible Analytics. It's a simple, open-source alternative that really tries to fix the big problems with web metrics.
It does. It focuses on privacy and clarity over just collecting endless amounts of data.
Exactly. And before we really unpack this, I do want to thank the supporter of our deep dive today.
Of course.
The show is supported by SafeServer. They specialize in hosting this kind of software and can support you in your digital transformation. For more information, just visit www.safeserver.de.
It's great to get into this, because when you really analyze Plausible, you see they've positioned themselves against, well, the status quo. Their core identity, the two pillars they really hang their hat on, are just absolute simplicity and uncompromising privacy compliance. They're trying to give you what you need without selling out your visitors' data.
Okay, let's start there then. Let's unpack that frustration with the business model, because that really is the philosophical foundation. For years, the big tools like Google Analytics have been free. Why is that a problem?
Well, the sources are really clear on this. The established tools are free because you are the product.
The old saying.
Exactly. Their entire fortune is built on this idea of surveillance capitalism collecting, just vast, complex amounts of personal information about people, across sites, across devices, to build profiles.
But they then sell for ads.
Right. To monetize through advertising, they extract data.
And Plausible's approach is the complete opposite.
Totally. They are an independently owned open source project, and their funding structure comes from paid subscriptions.
From you, the customer.
From you. So there's absolutely zero incentive to collect, sell, or, you know, share personal information with anyone. You keep 100% ownership and control over your own data.
Which is a huge psychological and legal difference.
You're nasty.
So if you're a beginner or a small business owner, that subscription is basically a vote for transparency. Okay, let's jump into that first pillar then. Simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
When you open something like Google Analytics, you're just hit with all these menus, custom reports, metrics you don't even understand. How does Plausible actually solve that for a new user?
They call it clutter-free, and our sources really confirm this is true. Instead of this massive dashboard built for, I don't know, every possible metric,
right,
Plausible focuses on delivering the essential insights, page views, visitor sources, top pages, conversions, all on one single page.
Just one page.
One digestible page. No layers of menus to dig through, no need for custom reports, and really no training necessary. It's all there on a single screen.
That immediately just cuts the learning curve down to almost nothing. But simplicity also means technical performance for your site, right? We have to talk about speed.
We do. This is what they call the lightweight script benefit. The little piece of code you add to your site, it's microscopic.
How small are we talking?
It's roughly 75 times smaller than the Google Analytics script. And this isn't just a fun fact. It has a very tangible, real-world impacts.
Okay, like what? I mean, besides making your pages load faster, which is obviously huge for SEO and keeping users happy.
Well, it also has this surprising sustainability angle.
Oh, interesting.
Because the script is so small and needs so few resources, it actually reduces your website's carbon footprint. The sources highlight that a site with, say, 100,000 monthly visitors can save about 8.2 kilograms of CO2 emissions a year.
Just from switching analytics tools.
Just by making that switch. And while 8.2 kilos might sound small, you scale that across millions of websites, and it starts to make a real statement about supporting more ethical, lightweight tech.
Wow, that connection between tech choices and environmental impact. That's a great piece of knowledge for our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move to the second pillar, which is maybe the most critical one today. Privacy.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly hearing about GDPR, CCPA, all these compliance headaches.
This is really where Plausible's design choices shine. Their goal is to measure aggregate traffic, not individual people.
What's the mechanism for that?
The key is that they don't use any tracking cookies at all. And they never store personal identifiers like IP addresses in their database. By avoiding that kind of persistent identification, they simply can't track someone across different websites or devices.
Okay, I have to be devil's advocate here for a second. If they're not using cookies or IP addresses, is the data you get still accurate? Is it reliable?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes, absolutely. They use hashed and salted visitor identifiers that get reset every single day.
So it's anonymous.
Completely. It lets them count unique visitors within a 24-hour window correctly, but without ever being able to tie that person to their past behavior or their identity. It's a really effective compromise between measurement and ethics.
So what about all those acronyms that scare every web developer?
Yeah.
GDPR, CCPA, PCCR. For a beginner, what do those even mean, and how does Plausible deal with them?
Excellent point. So GDPR is the big, strict EU law. CCPA is California's version, and PCR is the European Directive on Privacy and Communications. They all regulate how you have to ask for permission before you track people.
Right.
And since Plausible doesn't collect personal data in the first place, they are compliant by design.
So the huge practical benefit for anyone using Plausible is they can ditch the most annoying thing on the internet, the cookie banner.
Precisely. No need for those complicated legalistic cookie or GDPR consent banners because you aren't collecting the data that needs consent to begin with. You just respect privacy automatically.
And since we're on legal compliance, where is this data physically stored? That's a huge question now.
It is. For anyone using the managed Plausible cloud service, all visitor data is processed exclusively on EU-owned cloud infrastructure.
Okay.
The sources are specific. It's often hosted on a secure, encrypted server in Germany. And that is absolutely essential because it keeps your data under the strictest EU laws and avoids all those legal nightmares with data transfers outside the EU.
That security and clear location must make things so much easier for small businesses.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk power. People might worry that simplicity means you can't actually measure if your marketing is working.
That's the trade-off people expect, but Plausible handles conversions quite well. You can define key goals and track them using custom events.
What does that mean, custom events?
It means you can track sophisticated things like the exact revenue from an e-commerce sale, or measure when someone clicks an outbound link to a partner, or see who downloaded a specific file. You can even track when visitors hit a 404 error page.
It sounds pretty modern, too. I saw they handle things the big tools can struggle with, like AI traffic and complex apps.
That's a key detail. It shows they're built for the web of today. They have automatic scroll depth tracking, which is fantastic for content sites. And they can actually segment traffic from new AI tools like ChatGPT or Perplexity.
So you can see if AI is sending you readers.
Exactly. Plus, they offer excellent SPA support.
Whoa, time out. What is SPA support in simple terms?
Good catch. SPA is a single-page application. Think of websites built with modern tools like React or Vue, where the whole page doesn't reload when you click a link.
Only parts of it change.
Right. And traditional analytics often miss those internal clicks. Plausible makes sure those are properly registered as new page views, so your data is actually accurate.
That makes the data much more reliable. So if someone is currently using a competitor, is it a total nightmare to switch?
Not at all. They know most people are coming from those other tools, so they've really focused on a smooth migration. They have a real-time dashboard, entry page reports, and critically, they integrate with Google Search Console.
Why is that important?
Because that integration lets you pull in the search keywords people use to find you, which Plausible can't collect directly because of its privacy focus. They even let you import your historical stats from Google Analytics to keep that continuity.
Okay, so let's say a beginner is sold. They're ready to switch. They have two main options: the managed cloud service or self-hosting the open source version. This is a critical choice. Let's break them down.
Absolutely. Let's start with the easiest choice for, I'd say, the vast majority of our listeners, the Plausible Analytics Cloud, the managed service.
And who is that for?
This is perfect for the beginner, the small business owner, any team that just wants simplicity and zero headaches with infrastructure. You can get started in about 2 minutes.
And Plausible handles everything.
Everything. The server, security, backups, maintenance, a worldwide CDN for speed. You get continuous updates. And crucially, you get all the premium features like marketing funnels and the stats API. Plus, you get support directly from the creators.
And this managed service is what actually funds the whole project.
Correct. It ensures the software keeps getting developed. And a key benefit of the cloud is its advanced bot filtering. They exclude something like 32,000 known data center IP ranges.
Why does that matter so much?
Because fake bot traffic can completely skew your numbers, your conversion rates, and lead you to make really bad business decisions. The cloud gives you the purest, most accurate data.
Okay, so that's the simple path. What about the other one? The Plausible Community Edition, or CE? The self-hosted one? Who should pick that?
This is really for the advanced developer, a tech-savvy team, or maybe an organization with extremely restrictive data policies. The cost saving is basically offset by the time you'll spend managing the infrastructure.
So you're responsible for the server, security, uptime?
Everything. It is a significant ongoing commitment.
And is there a trade-off in what the software can do?
There is. The release schedule is much slower, maybe twice a year, so you don't get the latest features right away. And those premium features, like the marketing funnels or the really important stats API for using your data elsewhere, they're just not included.
Support is from the community, not the creators.
Right, from community forums. But the self-hosted option does give you one ultimate power: raw data access.
What does that actually mean?
It means you get full access to the raw logs directly from the ClickHouse database underneath. For the developer, that means you can query, manipulate, and export every single piece of data they record. It's total granular control.
This has been an incredibly clear deep dive. It's obvious why Plausible has over 15,000 paying subscribers.
Right.
Their whole promise just resonates right now. Intuitive, fast, ethical analytics that gets rid of the complexity and, more importantly, the surveillance.
And if you connect this to the bigger picture, the choice you make for your analytics really is a reflection of your values.
How so?
By choosing a subscription model, like for Plausible, you are directly investing in the long-term sustainability of open source software. And you're essentially voting with your wallet against the entire business model of surveillance capitalism.
It's a powerful decision.
It really is. It supports a cleaner, simpler, and just a more ethical internet.
A fantastic thought to leave our listeners with. Thank you for walking us through this deep dive into Plausible Analytics.
My pleasure.
And once again, a huge thank you to our supporter, SafeServer, for making this deep dive possible. SafeServer specializes in hosting this software and supporting your digital transformation. You can learn more at www.safeserver.dee. We encourage you to continue your own deep dive into privacy-respecting technology. We'll see you next time.